Chapter 14. Speaking to Inform. Public speaking to inform occurs in a wide range of everyday situations. What kinds of people make informative speeches? The business manager explaining next year's budget. The architect reviewing plans for a new building. The military officer briefing subordinates. The union leader informing members about details of a new contract. The church worker outlining plans for a fund drive. The teacher in a classroom. There are endless situations in which people need to inform others. Competence in this form of communication will prove valuable to you throughout your life. In this chapter, we will look at four types of informative speeches and the basic principles of informative speaking. Along the way, we will apply various general principles discussed in previous chapters.
Types of informative speeches: analysis and organization.
There are many ways to classify informative speeches. Here we focus on the four kinds of informative speeches you are most likely to give in your speech class. 1. Speeches about objects. 2. Speeches about processes. 3. Speeches about events. And 4. Speeches about concepts. These are not hard and fast categories, but they provide an effective method of analyzing and organizing informative speeches.
Speeches about objects.
As the word is used here, objects include anything that is visible, tangible, and stable in form. Objects may have moving parts or be alive. They may include places, structures, animals, even people. The following are examples of good specific purpose statements for informative speeches about objects. To inform my audience about the social functions of comic strips. To inform my audience about the geological features of the Grand Canyon. To inform my audience about the role of Elizabeth Cady Stanton in the U.S. women's rights movement. To inform my audience what to look for when buying a digital camera. And to inform my audience about the commercial uses of seaweed.
Speeches about processes.
A process is a systematic series of actions that leads to a specific result or product. Speeches about processes explain how something is made, how something is done, or how something works. Here are examples of good specific purpose statements for speeches about processes. To inform my audience how hurricanes develop. To inform my audience how to write an effective job resume. To inform my audience how to save people from drowning. To inform my audience how oriental rugs are made. And to inform my audience how to perform Pilates exercises.
Speeches about events.
The Random House Dictionary defines an event as anything that happens or is regarded as happening. As usual, you will need to narrow your focus and pick a specific purpose you can accomplish in a short speech. Here are examples of good specific purpose statements for informative speeches about events. To inform my audience about the equipment used in mountain climbing. To inform my audience of the festivities at Mexico's Cinco de Mayo celebration. To inform my audience about what happened at the Battle of Little Bighorn. To inform my audience about the techniques of therapeutic massage. And to inform my audience about the experience of working on an archaeological dig.
Speeches about concepts.
Concepts include beliefs, theories, ideas, principles, and the like. They are more abstract than objects, processes, or events. Here are some specific purpose statements for speeches about concepts. To inform my audience about the basic principles of Afrocentrism. To inform my audience about the doctrine of original intent in constitutional interpretation. To inform my audience about the different philosophies of family in China and the United States. To inform my audience about the concept of patriarchy in feminist thought. And to inform my audience about the major principles of film theory. The lines dividing speeches about objects, processes, events, and concepts are not absolute. Some subjects could fit into more than one category, depending on how you develop the speech. You could treat the Declaration of Independence as an object by explaining its history and its role in the American Revolution. Or you could deal with the meaning of the Declaration, in which case you would be speaking about a concept, an idea bound up with freedom and democracy. A word about organizing your informative speech. Regardless of which method of organization you use, be sure to give your listeners plenty of help in sorting out facts and ideas during the speech. One way is by using enough transitions, internal previews, internal summaries, and signposts. Another way is to follow the old maxim, tell them what you're going to say, say it, then tell them what you've said. In other words, preview the main points of your speech in the introduction and summarize them in the conclusion. This will make your speech not only easier to understand, but also easier to remember.